I get it.
It's just common gay courtesy.
I get you.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
So first of all, on the heels of Halloween, I noticed this story and I thought it was really interesting, especially because some of the stuff we talked about on our ghosts episode way back in the day.
Yeah.
Big Fatty calls Halloween gay Christmas.
Yeah,
I mean, gay crima.
Yeah, a lot of people say Halloween is gay Christmas because it's when we get to like do whatever the fuck we want. And according to 30 Rock, gay Halloween parties are the best parties.
Fucking Dan Garlington has a new tattoo that says every day is Halloween.
That's hilarious.
So does that mean every day is Christmas?
Every
him?
Day is, but like in a gay way, which is the only way he operates.
He's pretty gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty calls Halloween gay Christmas.
Yeah,
gay crima.
rabbit. Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2037. Big Fatty, no it isn't, it's 3037. Whoops. Big Fatty's already fucking it up on the first day of the new month. Big Fatty, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, it's just sad. It's just so sad to see it happen. Hello, pumpkins. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say... Tuesday is going well, y'all, you pumpkins today, because y'all, it's pumpkin month, Big Freddy, and, all those people that bitch and complain about pumpkin pumpkin spice everything, yes, Big Freddy, you can't really bitch about it this month, because this is the month that pumpkin spice, should get your attention. Yes, Big Fatty, I think that's just lovely.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all, Today, the 1st of October, y'all, it is a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. He used to do a little show called Teaching Thomas, and done some guest appearances over there at Stick It With a Poke. But y'all, he's lived all around, and I think now... I want to say he's in the Oregon, but I may have fucked that up. Big Fatty, nobody would be surprised with that. No, that's true. So, y'all, it is none other than the celebration of exiting the birth canal of Teaching Thomas. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Teaching Thomas. Y'all, he's just, y'all, he's quite the looker also. Y'all, he's been posting pictures on the Twitty, maybe on the FaceSpace too, about how much weight he has lost. And y'all, he's really become quite the looker. Yes, Big Fatty. So y'all, if you see Teaching Thomas on the Twitty or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
my month. It's true. And y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, big fatty. Y'all, I went for a nipple walk around Fat Acres. Y'all, it was still miserably hot. Y'all, I came back. I was sweating like a. I was just sweating, baby. And so I got back, and y'all, while I was on the nipple walk, I did do a count of how many houses here in Fat Acres had some decorations up for either gay grandma or for fall, for the autumn. And y'all, there were already 53 houses that had some sort of, you know, some of them were, you know, these are not elaborate decorations, but I mean, there were probably a dozen houses that were elaborately decorated, but 53 that had some hit of fall or you know, a little pumpkin time, that kind of, yes, Big Fatty. So, People in Fat Acres, they really love the Halloweeny, is all I gotta say. And Big Fatty, as opposed to you who just enjoys the weenie. Well, I do enjoy the weenie. Yes, Big Fatty. And, after I got back, I had to have a cool down share. So I did that, and then I had me a garden solid, that chopped Caesar solid for my supper. And I don't remember what else I did. I just kind of I watched some of the things on the TV machine, and I just decided, I was feeling a little tired, and so I decided I might lie down and try to avoid Whitman Tinker.
It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. It's time for Fatty's Rest Time Report. Come on, Big Fatty, and tell us all about how your sleep was last night, and if Whitman Tinker maybe was screwing with you, or if you got a recuperative sleep, as Lindsay Wagner might say. Or if, like happens all the time, you had your grinder on and you got interrupted by a bloop, bloop, because you can't say no to a penis and get out that special cheya. So tell us how your sleep is. It's time for Fatty's Sleep Time Report. Tell us about that sleep.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Digger. And Digger, thank you so much for that totally original, never heard before. Big Fatty, you hadn't played that one in a while. Y'all, to be quite honest, I forgot I had it. And y'all, while I was tossing and turning, because y'all, that damn Whitman Tinker, y'all, he takes up so much room in the bed, is all I gotta say. And it'd be one thing if it was, if he was spooning with Big Fatty. Big Fatty, I'm gonna upchuck. Y'all, he just sits there and pokes. He just sits there and pokes. Just poke, 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 poke. And I finally did drift off after a while, but it was much later than it should have been. I'll just say that, but, I got up on Monday morning. Ooh, Big Fatty, and I had my coffee, and I wrote a few thank you notes to folks that had done some nice things for me in recognition of the passing of the Hatterina. I did some of that. Y'all, then I had an appointment. I had an appointment to set up my mother's estate account. And y'all, I was not prepared. No, Big Fatty, not prepared. Y'all, it was a good meeting. I've got to get a document saying that I am approved to be the executor, and then I've got to get some sort of EIN, some sort of number for the estate account from the Internal Revenue Service. So y'all, I'm going to meet with the attorney when I go back over to Atlanta next week. Y'all, you may be without a few little shows next week while I'm over there, because y'all, it's just... you know, I'm not going to see my mother, so I'm going to have family there in the hat cave. So I don't know that I'll be able to recode. I don't know. We'll just have to play it by ear. But don't be surprised if you go a couple of days without a little show. But and y'all, I don't have a lot of voice letters that I could just, you know, set up a couple of days of catching up on voice letters. Yes, because everybody's kind of gotten sick and tired of the, you know, Gus Chad. Ever since you decided you were going to go ahead and do 8,000 shows, he couldn't be bothered to call it big, Fanny. So I had that meeting, and y'all, then I came back here to the villa. Y'all, I had brought a big vase of gorgeous flowers back here to the villa. And y'all, in moving it, there was something on there that stained my shirt. Hey, we don't need to hear about you staining anything. But y'all, anyway, I couldn't get the stain out. And y'all, this afternoon, I said, well, you know what? It was a white shirt with a little pineapple figures on it. And I said, I'm just going to throw it in the washing machine and put some bleach in there. Y'all, came out just perfect. Just perfect. And I like this shirt, so I'm thrilled to death. But anyway, y'all, the other thing that I wanted to tell you about is, you know, when I went over to Atlanta, I had put in a mail stop request, and I had asked them to deliver my mail this past Saturday, and y'all, it hadn't come. It didn't come, and I had changed it for it to be delivered earlier on Tuesday when I actually got back last week, and that didn't. Y'all, the United States Postal Service, they do a pretty good job about holding the mail, but if you change it after you've already told them, you can just forget it. Forget it. Well, anyway, the mail did not come Saturday, and so I was, okay. But y'all, I went out, and I just thought, because I saw a mail truck riding around on Sunday, and I said, you know, I'm going to just go out there and see if my mail got delivered. And y'all, it did. So I've got, let's just see how many do I have here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 cards. Y'all, I'm sure they're going to say something about in this your time of sorrow. But anyway, y'all, I thought I'd just open them up and read them to y'all. The first one appears to be from Miss Kitty. And his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Oh, Big Fatty, it's got glimmer. It does. And, y'all, it's kind of lacy flowers, and it's got glitter. And it says, sometimes there are just no words. And it says, thinking of you with sympathy and the hope that time will bring comfort to your heart. And, Miss Kitty and Olive, that is actually, y'all, it's gorgeous. It is just gorgeous. And so our next card here, y'all, let's just see who this is from here. We'll go open it up right now. Y'all, I'll put a picture of these cards along with that gift basket that I got. Y'all, it's a butterfly. You know, my mother loved butterflies. I don't know if you knew that or not. But it says, with deepest sympathy at this sad time, thinking of you. And it says, Big Fatty and family, thinking of you at this sad time with deepest condolences, the Shy Yeti. Well, Big Fatty, how nice. It's very nice. And And Cheyenne, that's a gorgeous card. My mother would love that because it's got a pretty blue butterfly on it. Big fatty. Y'all, the next one. The next one is from that Peter G. And we're just going to open it up here. Now, y'all, if you sent me a card or you sent me a little note on the Twitty or whatever, y'all, I'm not going to send you a thank you note, okay? I'm thanking you now, all right? So, y'all, the next one from Peter G. is a sort of a shady field, and it says, "We will grieve not, rather find strength in what remains behind." That's William Wordsworth said that. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, that's pretty profound. "We will not grieve, rather find strength in what remains behind." I like that. I like that a lot. It says, "Thinking of you and wishing you strength with symphony. Big Fatty sending you love and hugs." That Peter G. Peter G., thank you so much for that. That's just gorgeous. Y'all, next, we've got one here from the Laughing Buddha up there in the St. Paul. Y'all, it's a little pot of orchids, and it says, "Tears are the silent language of grief." Voltaire. It says, "My dear friend, mere words are inadequate in expressing the sorrow and grief at the passing of one's mother. Know that I am thinking of you and sending you condolences and much love." In the XOXO, the Laughing Buddha. Mark, thank you so much for that. That's y'all. You know, people are just so kind, so kind, and I'm just so pleased that folks took the time to do this, y'all. And it's not necessary to send a card or anything. I know you're all thinking of the fat one and all, and y'all, the next one, I'm not sure who this is from. It says it's a blue card, and it says, "In deepest sympathy, may your heart find healing in cherished memories, and may your spirit find comfort in the thoughts and prayers of those who care about you, sharing in your loss, sending some warm thoughts to help you through the sad time. Love you." Y'all, it's from my friends Jerry and Rick. Big Fatty, Jerry and Rick. Yes, Jerry and Rick. So, Jerry and Rick, thank you so much for that. It's a lovely, just a lovely card. Y'all, I'm not going to have time to open any more of these. I'll have to do those on Tamari's little show. But I'm going to just wait until I have all the cards open before I put a picture up. So that'll be coming up later this week. Big Fatty, you just, and y'all, I think the post office notification showed me that there were more cards. Coming today. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, thank you so much for that. It really is quite sweet of you to do all that. And I do appreciate it. I hope this is not morbid reading the cards, but y'all, I just appreciate it and I want to share it with everyone. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at that gayish little show, and Mike and Kyle, if there's one thing you need to tell fucking Dan Gollington about Gay Crema, what is the lesson that he needs to learn?
Big Fatty calls Halloween Gay Christmas. Gay Crema.
Big Fatty, he better get it right. You'll be on his ass, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.